Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was like a live wire for college students during primary season, especially here in Colorado, where he won the state's Democratic caucus. But the party's candidate is Hillary Clinton. KUNC education reporter Anne Marie Awad wanted to know if the fire has gone out for those who felt the burn and if they're making the switch to Clinton.
Jack Califano is wrapping up his pitch to a room full of young Democrats at Colorado State University in Fort Collins. He clicks to the final slide in his PowerPoint, a photo of a young, fresh-faced Barack Obama.
The best. Barack Obama started as a community organizer in Chicago. He was you guys.
Califano is not a CSU student. Actually, he's a staffer for Hillary Clinton's campaign. The room in the Laurie Student Center is packed. Behind him on the wall are Clinton's campaign signs that say Stronger Together, and next to them are ones that read Bernie 2016. More than a few people in the audience are feeling the burn, and Califano is trying to win them over, and it looks like it's working.
Are you guys all very excited? Is this very pumped? Are we all excited to kick some ass this November, guys? Are you guys excited?
In the spring, Califano was in California working for the Sanders campaign.
You know, I joined the Bernie campaign because I have like a deep belief in social justice and ending systemic oppression in this country. And I think I realized even if Hillary isn't the perfect candidate, the kind of existential threat Donald Trump poses to, again, women, queer people, and people of color in this country is so great and so staggering that to stand by and do nothing would be really untrue to the values that got me involved in the Bernie campaign in the first place.
He even gave them a carrot and a stick. Register more voters than University of Colorado Boulder, and Sanders may come to speak at CSU instead. That's a big promise for young liberals in Larimer County, where Sanders won 2/3 of the vote back in March. But even with that win, the primary winners were Clinton and Donald Trump. And both are struggling to live up to Sanders' political revolution.
I don't even know. I can't even explain the sadness that comes from not being able to vote for Bernie, someone that I like really support, and having to, no matter what the selection, even with a third party, having to compromise what I really feel for, or what I really who I really want to support.
That's Bronson Torres, a freshman at CSU. As of tonight, he's still not sure about volunteering for Clinton.
Yes, I am wearing a Feel the Burn shirt.
By contrast, Annalise Cole Weiss, another freshman, is sold.
They are stronger together, and I think that's really important for people. I think the Bernie or Bust movement is a little bit misled because, like, we all love Bernie, but putting your efforts towards somebody who cares about the same things that he does. And yeah, it's not him, but like, Hillary's awesome too. Like, I love Hillary and I'm going to support her no matter what.
After it was clear Sanders wouldn't win the nomination, Alexandra Simon wasn't sure what to do. For a while, she considered a third party vote, but she says she made up her mind in July after watching the Democratic National Convention. She now volunteers for the Clinton campaign.
I will always be a Bernie supporter, but Hillary is doing a great job of implementing a lot of Bernie's ideas. May not be as drastic as a lot of Bernie supporters are into, but I think that it's a step in the right direction, and it's a step in the right direction for the Democratic Party, especially the years coming forward.
And that's the message that Clinton staffer Jack Califano is trying to get across in the critical few weeks left until the election. For him, the challenge has been harnessing the power of the Sanders revolution for a comparatively unrevolutionary candidate.
It's hard to get inspired by saving what we already have, but we have just as much to lose facing Donald Trump as we did have to gain working for Bernie Sanders, and I think students are starting to realize that.
For KUNC, I'm Anne Marie Awad.